It's Jim and I'm an addict.
You're a nerd. No, I don't drink that crap anymore. This never gets any easier. Like, this is an honor and a privilege. I actually, as nervous as this makes me, like, I enjoy doing this because it, like, it reminds me of my process and, like, where I was. And it's just a miracle this happened for me. Like, I'm glad I brought this and I wrote this out because, like, this really shows me, like, the miracle of this process for me. Like this is the paper that I got when I left rehab right here. Like, this book talks about, like, relapse happens for some of us around here, but it's not a requirement. And it says that in my book. And that's true for me. Like, it doesn't have to be that for you. Like, I got here and I stayed, and that's my story. I've been here. I'm not necessary to go anywhere. And, like, this topic, like, trust in the process. My first sponsor back there, Tommy C., I love you, taught me, like, I had to be showed everything around here because I got here, and the only thing I knew how to do when I got here was to use and find ways to use to get more. That's really all I knew how to do when I got here. Like, I didn't know how to do anything and not use. Like, my reaction to everything when I got here was to use, good, bad, and everything in between. That's what I knew how to do when I got here. So I had to be shown how to do everything and not use, because that's what my knee-jerk reaction to everything, all my emotions and feelings was to use. And so I had to be shown how to do everything without immediately knee-jerk reaction to put something in me. So he taught me this one really valuable tool that I use all the time, and that's the old me and the new me. And so I reflect on the old me a lot, and the old me, I can look and see at this trusting in the process when I started to use. And, like, I look at these three boys, only two of them, the third one's coming up now, and it reminds me of how I grew up in a three-boy household. And I trusted in this process in my older brother, and I saw him start to use. And I trusted in this process of using. And I look at that trust in the process of using because I like to reflect on that process in reflection, a mirror process, and how I like to trust in this process. And the process of using started out for me as this thing where it was enjoyable in the beginning. And it started out like, and somebody had to show me how to use. I just didn't magically, like, know how to use. Like, somebody had to show me how to use. I just didn't automatically know how to use marijuana. I didn't know how to drink. I didn't graduate and know how to use narcotics. Like, somebody had to show me how to do that stuff. And it happened for me rapidly, real rapidly. By the time I was 15 years old, I had graduated up to the big boy level. And I won't talk about all that crazy stuff, because I don't want to trigger anybody. I won't trigger anybody who isn't with us either, tea from China. It's really good. If you want some, stop up to my camp. I have all kinds of really good tea, coffee stuff, just saying. This won't wire you out either, I promise. It's kind of a bummer if you want to get caffeinated out, but it tastes really good. So anyway, like, this process, I like to look back at that process of how, like, I went from it feeling good and how I had to have somebody show me how to use to this point where it didn't feel good and I knew how to use. And I just had to maintain, and I had to have it. And I became a professional at using. And I just the drugs with my environment. And so I got here scared, shaking like this. I'm still shaking. That's nerves. Somebody told me that's God shaking all the lies and bullshit out of me. I got here and very concerned members that some of them are still here. Like, I was just sharing with some people, like, this is my first phone number list from 2005, my clean date 3805. Like, this is my first phone number list from when I got here. And there's some people on here, this stuff's so scary, there's some people on here that are a mess right now. That's scary, man. But there's some people, some men, I won't say people, there's some men that really went out of their way and trusted in their process to go out of their way, to really stop and go out of their way to show me how to do this stuff without using. And for the first time in my life, I started in trusting something that was going to help me save my life. I like to talk about the blind faith all the time because I see people struggle all the time with applying this stuff in their life. And I kind of sit back and chuckle. And sometimes it makes me mad and sometimes it makes me chuckle. And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm like, okay, let's talk about blind faith. Like, I talk about my experience because I used to go to my dope man all the time, and I would accept that stuff, and I would put it in with me with blind faith. I never questioned where it came from. I never questioned what was in it, and I would put it in my body with blind faith, day after day, hour after hour. I never questioned it. Never once. Not one time did I question. Ever. I was just putting it in, man. And then I get here and I'm like, I start questioning this shit that's going to save my life. I'm like, this just boggles my mind. And then I see people come in here that I form bonds with, real loving bonds with, start to question that shit. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And I'm going to strangle him and hit him with this table. I'm like, for God's sake, have a little bit of blind faith. Just a little, teeny, tiny bit of blind faith. Whether you believe it, or like it, or understand it, you don't need any of that. All you need is a little bit of blind faith that it'll work. Because if you apply that same principle that you did to your drugs, this will work for you too. That's my personal experience. And my first sponsor's personal experience, and my current sponsor's personal experience, and their sponsorship family's personal experience, and this guy's experience, and all these, Michelle's experience. And so I have to tell myself to continue to trust in this process. I have to tell myself that over and over. You'll have to, like, give me a wave or something when I get close, because I'll ramble and go on and on, because I like to hear myself talk. Because I can't tell my whole story in 15 minutes or 30 minutes or 3 hours. It's just not possible. So I have to tell myself, like, to trust in this process over and over and over again, because I have a committee in my head that tells me crazy crap all the time. And it doesn't, it never stops. Like, I get better at, like, listening to the Spirit. Like, I get better at listening to, like, my higher power over time, but, like, the committee hasn't gone away. It's still there. It's still there, man. Sometimes it's really, really loud, and I have to physically out loud say, shut the fuck up. Now, like, I have a lot of days clean, and sometimes I have to say out loud, shut the fuck up, because it's that loud, and it scares me to my core. Really, it does. And like, sometimes I get scared, and I have to say it out loud. Shut the fuck up. You're scaring me, you know? Because my disease is still really prevalent in me. 20-plus years of using, 8 years, 4 months, and some days, clean time. Like, the scales are still really imbalanced for me. It's like I got a long way to go just to get even, you know? So I get to these points in my recovery where I have to ask myself, am I trusted in the process? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? I know what I'm doing, what I'm supposed to be doing, because I do my basics on a daily basis. I don't get away from my basics, man. I get up. I'm praying before my feet hit the ground. I read my literature today. I have 3 meditation books that I read every day. I read my Just for Today, like my life depends on it, because it does. I have 2 other meditation books that I've incorporated into my recovery because it helps my recovery. I don't read my basic text like I used to in the beginning, but the people who've been around since I got here and before that know me, like, Tommy knows, like, I carried this around with me my first year of staying everywhere I went. Like, I did not leave this book anywhere. Like, I carried this because I was afraid I was going to use it. And it reflects that. If you look at the sucker, it's got coffee all over it, and it's probably got some snot. It's got a lot of tears on it, I can tell you that. Like, this shit highlighted and underlined and double highlighted, and, like, because I was terrified. I was terrified, you know what I mean? Like, and I wrote my clean date in here, because, like, it talks about, I wrote right here, the first day of the rest of my life, and my clean date. I was terrified I was going to use, so I started arming myself to recover instead of setting myself up for failure. Trusting in the process. I just graduated school, like, wow. What a miracle right here, man.
Yeah.
Right here, represent, man. Seton Hill University, Catholic University. That's crazy shit, right? I'm not even Catholic. And it took a lot, it really did, it took a lot of trust in the process to do that, because, like, when I got here, I had a fifth grade education, man, I couldn't get through the readings, like, the traditions and how it works, man. Most of us, when we get here, man, we're like, Anna what? Anna who? What's this word? Somebody help me out here. And there's at least 20 words in those two readings that most of us can't get through that shit without a little bit of help. I couldn't, you know what I mean? And to be able to get through two bachelor's degrees and a minor in less than 4 years, that's trust in the process. And I showed up for every single one of my classes. Every single class, did not miss a single class. Hi, Leonard, welcome. Glad you're here, brother. I didn't miss a single class. Through sickness, through all my injuries and feeling like crap, and all my depression, didn't miss a single class. I studied abroad in three countries. Like, I had to come out of both ends twice, and I only missed one class because of that, because they wouldn't let me go to class, otherwise I would have went. Because I didn't want to miss, like, they taught me, you guys taught me to suit up in whatever I had, whatever suit I had for the day, and just go, bring my body. Show up, suit up and show up. Because if I wasn't there, I might miss the miracle. Because, like, this is my experience, the old me and the new me. If my dope man told me to be there at noon, I was there at like 10:30. And at 2 o'clock, he's like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm here waiting for you, brother. I'm right here. 4 o'clock, I'm like, where are you, man? I got my money. I'm not here. 6 o'clock, he shows up, takes off of my money. 8 o'clock, where are you, man? Some bitch never shows up, right? The next day, where do you think I'm at? In the same parking lot waiting for him to come out. That's trusting in the process to get high. So can I channel that energy, that willingness, that energy to cross that process for this? If you can identify with that, you're probably in the right team. Seriously, like, a little bit. So they told me, like, this old me, like, transfer that into the new me. So, like, that's all I've been doing. It's no miracle. That is my experience. Like, I'm not taking somebody else's opinion, because we don't share our fucking opinions around here. We talk about our experience, our strength, and our hope. They share that shit in another fellowship. We share our experience, strength, and hope around here. That's what we talk about, okay? That's what we talk about around here. If you're sharing opinions around here, share that shit somewhere else, all right? I have my experience. My sponsor shared his experience with me. I've been able to apply that, so I look at my experience. I trusted in that process, so I'm going to take that willingness and apply it. Hell yeah. Because I know what's waiting for me. My experience shows me ass beating after ass beating after ass beating over and over again. When I really surrendered and made the decision, some of you might know what opiate withdrawal is all about. When I made the decision to, like, stop fighting, really throw up a white flag, hey, done, help me. I threw up the white flag and I put it down and I didn't know how to do it. And I I put opiates down for 3 days, and you know what happens in 3 days, first day, second day, third day, and I picked up, and I would wait 3 days, and I would pick up, and I would wait 3 days, and I would pick up. I did that for 10.5 weeks before they took me into treatment. 10.5 weeks of that, I could barely get my wife's leg up anymore because I was crawling on the ground. 10.5 weeks of that. So I was telling you, when they took me, I was just crawling. I had no fingernails left and crawling on the floor and shit. Like, for 10.5 weeks, I would go from my living room to my shower, like, every 20 minutes, and my bones would ache so bad. And back to my living room, and back to my shower, and back and forth, and back and forth. That's how I live. That's exactly how I live. And, that's what's waiting for me. I don't know what happens to you when you use. I don't care what your experience is. This is my experience. That's what happens to me when I use. I go straight from zero to fucking monster instantly. I don't go hang out in the bars. I don't go chasing out, hanging out with crazy chicks and shit. I go use. That's what happens to me. So that's my experience. I know. That's what happens to me. Like, I'm not lying to you today. And I have this committee that still tells me, hey, man, you're going to have all these nice chicks, you're going to drive a nice car, you're going to feel good, you're going to have this big pile of stuff. If it happens for you, man, God bless you, but it never happens for me like that. So trusting in this process, man, I was scared. I'd like to share a little bit about this because this guy isn't here anymore, he's out there running amok. I was so scared. I was obsessed for the 4 months when I got here to use. Obsessed, completely obsessed. And I was still going to my home group early, making coffee, picking up dirty cigarette butts, moving around chairs, coming early. Early. More than an hour early in my home group. They told me to go early to every meeting. I was going to a meeting an hour early at more than 7 meetings every week when I got here. If you're not going to meetings early and you just got here, that's with us. And see, I know you were going to your dope man early like me because you were all laughing when I said that shit. I was doing all that stuff because they told me to get right in the middle of your ass and fall off the edge. I was doing all this stuff in spite of being upset. And this dude said, hey, I've come into the meeting shaking over 4 months, man. He said, what's wrong? He said, no, I think I'm going to use. I don't want to use, but in spite of not wanting to use, I think I'm going to use. And he said, just sit down in your seat and hang on. So I didn't think about it. Like, I physically ran over to my chair. Okay. I'm not going anywhere. And I sat there for that hour before the meeting, during the meeting, and then until they told me to leave. My hands were like, shit, that hurt. And I went home and I watched the movie Ray. Some of you might have seen that movie, and that scared the hell out of me even more. And I cried myself to sleep on my knees, and I woke up. My hands were hurt, and my face was all covered in snot and shit. My knees hurt, and I haven't been obsessed to use since then. I prayed, cried myself to sleep that night, and I haven't been obsessed to use since then. That was over 8 years ago. But I know it's a direct result of taking direction. Because they told me to sit down and don't do anything. That's the most powerful thing I don't do. Nothing. Seriously, man. It's nice to run around chasing my disease all over the place. And a lot of times if I just sit down and don't listen to my committee and don't do anything, I'm pretty safe. And, these guys tell me all the time, shit I don't want to hear. It makes me so mad. Somebody tell you stuff that makes you mad, good. All the time, man. I got 5 minutes. All the time, man, these guys tell me something that pisses me off. And, God, I want to hit some of these guys. Even now. Not too many of them. I wish someone would come out of work and tell me some of this stuff. It'd probably do me some good. But, if you're hearing some of that stuff, good. If that stuff that you're hearing that pisses you off is the stuff that you need to hear, it was for me. I'm grateful for those guys that Whether they're here or not, whether I like them or they like me or what, it doesn't make any difference. Like, that's the stuff that I need to hear. That's the stuff that has saved, is saving, and will save my life today. I need to hear that stuff. Thank God for my higher power using those people as a vessel to save my life today. Man, something pissed me off this morning. I didn't even want to come, man. But I know that, like, just the trust of this process, come down here and just go through this cycle. Somebody might hurt something that will save their life today or tomorrow or 5 years from now. I'll share about this and then I'll turn it over to the next guy. Like, I'm terrified, man. Like I have this series of events. Like, I just graduated school and, like, I have these 2 degrees and, like, all the blocks are in order to tell me that I should go out and get this kind of job, this cookie-cutter job. But God presented me this opportunity 2 weeks before I graduated to follow another path. And I jumped on and I started another school before I even graduated. So I'm in another school. And it's scary. I'm scared. And I opened up my own business. And an entrepreneur. So I'm an entrepreneur. I have my own business. I'm not making any money. I'm working my ass off. And what I could go out and get this other job and make really good money. And I could be making really good money right now, probably 6 figures, making really good money, punching a time clock, taking orders from somebody else. But God gave me several other opportunities, and I jumped on it. And it's scary as hell. But you know what? Like, if I don't trust in this process, give it all my energy, but I still have this thing in my head that just tells me, walk away, don't do it, piss on it. But my experience in this. In this process has showed me, you know what, do God show up, in spite of it, give it all my effort, do what I can, you know what, and my experience has shown me if I give it my best effort, even if I get a 49% on a test, I'm still a winner. That's my experience. It's better than a zero. Thanks for letting me share.